The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this very special episode of ReviewParty.com.
Oh.
I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
On this episode, we're going to look at some reviews from around the internet. I'm sure you've heard. And we're going to look at those reviews and say, hey, what's funny about this, bucko? And we're going to share that with you.
We're going to share. But before we do that,
yeah,
I'm
going to
share with you something, Brent. You may recall, I don't know, weeks ago, We were stalling before actually recording, and we talked about G Fuel. We went on the G Fuel site. For those who don't know, it's gamer energy powder, like for your shaker bottle. Not something I typically subscribe to, but we saw that there was a Sanic branded G Fuel with the flavor listed as chili dogs. And I was incredulous. I think you were incredulous too.
Yes. I was definitely intrigued. Is this just they're saying it's chili dogs and it's fruit punch, or is this chili dogs?
Is it cherry chili dogs? We checked the ingredients, but they were only giving like the vitamin and antioxidant breakdown. But multiple places on that product page, it said, seriously, tastes like chili dogs.
Do you have this in your possession?
I have it in my possession. I have it in my hand right now. The cap is unscrewed. And
you got
a whole
canister?
It was a special edition box I had to. I just had chili for dinner, so it's going to be a good comp.
No, that's gross. Is that coincidental?
Absolutely coincidental.
Okay,
this is the strangest little scooper I've ever seen.
Is it cute?
What the heck do you... Oh, I see. How strange. I don't know if I've got the right amount. I'm not sure if I was smelling anything. I'm not going to smell the powder.
You're going to try not to smell. You want the drink to be the first.
And yeah, I'm gonna have to drink this the rest of the episode.
If it's chili dogs, you're just going to set it down.
Probably, and I'm going to be dry mouth the rest of the episode. Excuse me while I screw the cap on.
Are you shakering? I want some shaker ASMR, please.
I don't have the little metal agitator, but here's the shakes for your ears, folks.
Lovely. Lovely.
Like the ocean washing over you with chili dog redness. It's red.
Is it like hot dog red? I imagine like cartoon roasted weenie red.
It's very red hot dog pink. Yeah.
In a sports drink, usually these are wonderful things.
I shouldn't have smelled it.
Oh, no.
Here goes the Sanic sip. Yeah. I maybe need a little bit more powder to get the full effect, but good Lord, that's awful.
Does it taste like meat?
Tastes a bit like you get the chili first, and then it's just sort of nastiness, and it finishes with a hard cheese.
Oh, no! I don't want anything to finish with a hard cheese.
So I will never be consuming this again. With that, do you have a review? Because my review is, this stuff is disgusting, even for a joke. Good on you, G Fuel. Good on you.
I mean, they've kept their promises. They made a gross out sugar thing, and they got. I don't mean this in any type of way, Matt. They got a bunch of idiots to buy it.
Yeah. It did come with a cool Sanic shaker bottle.
I mean, honestly, probably worth it for the Sanic meme shaker bottle, right?
Right. Anyway.
No, but first, what are you going to do with the rest of this canister of powder?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to, like, put it in soup or something.
No.
It's got like a sort of a beef bouillon quality to it.
You're going to make energy soup?
Yeah. Next time I get sick, I will be sick for 30 minutes and then I will rise raging from my bed.
People are trying horse dewormer, but they should get their hands on some Sanic chili dog drink.
They should.
You'll be flying. Yeah, I'll get us away from the food realm in case that made anyone feel some type of way. It made me feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
I got a review from Amazon. It is a review for a book by Garter Amarello. The book is titled Broke to a Quarter Million. The point is not to work. It's to generate income. Got an audiobook. This audiobook here, Broke to a Quarter Million, it is 3.5 hours of audio, unabridged, from October 2019.
Sounds like a lot of content.
A lot of good content for your money here, because you're supposed to make $250,000 off of it.
I mean, I'm down.
Brett Z. McMillan writes, "When you earn it, it will stay with you." I met Gottler at an event in Denver a couple years ago, and it was obvious he was doing what everyone else there was looking to do. He was making things happen. What? We connected through Facebook, and I've been watching him build his empire, literally right in front of all our eyes. He hides nothing in this book, but the secret to success is nestled within the story. If it doesn't hit you the first time, read it again. There are lottery winners and lucky people, and there are folks that do it right and get rewarded for it. Making mistakes and correcting along the way is part of the journey. When you earn it, it will stay with you. 5 stars.
Wow. A little bit of a Field of Dreams mantra there.
Yeah, that's what really stuck with me, that weird little fucked up saying that he keeps saying.
Something tells me that is in the book multiple times.
I think you're probably right. That's a little thing from the book or his favorite chapter.
He's like, I'm going to say it as many times as I can, so yeah. He knows that I read his book.
Right, and when people read this review, one person found this helpful. Read the book, they'll be like, oh, that's what he was saying. I think he wants that effect.
It all makes sense.
But it would be funnier if it's not in the book. If this is Brett Z. McMillan's little mantra that he made up.
Yeah. At any for anything, any application.
When you earn it, it will stay with you. What is it? If money is the obvious one, right?
You can earn other things. You can earn like a bad reputation.
Yeah.
And it'll stay with you.
Right. When you earn it, it will stay with you. So I think that the key is the earning it there, right? Mm. If you want something to stay with you, you have to earn it. A less mystical way of saying that.
Yeah.
Kind of like hemorrhoids. You got to earn those bad boys.
And they will stick around. Look at you.
They're not going anywhere because you earned it, buddy.
Ugh. Yeah. Love from your father. If you earn it. He's not going to leave you.
Yeah, but if you're not earning dad's love,
he's going to go out for a pack of cigarettes and never show up again.
Ouch. This is what the chili dog sauce is doing to Matt.
I'm violent.
Yeah, this is dark Matt.
Everything is a worst case scenario.
If we had face cam, Matt's skin would be all like charcoal and his eyes would be red Dark Naruto or Dark Link.
Dark Link. Yeah. It's because I have the bad nectar in me.
The bad juice, dude. How long until it passes?
I don't know. I've earned it, so it's going to stick with me.
You earned every gulp, brother. Oh. I don't know if I could have downed it. I don't know if I could, knowing what it is. I don't know, man.
I commit to the bit. That's all I can say.
We were just chatting about our college, our mutual freshman RA, who will be named remained Paul, even though he's got a cute last name. Paul would love this stuff. Does Paul know about the context of this? Paul was a great RA, had a lot of great floor programs. I'm sure a lot of you scoff at the idea of a floor program. Why would anyone go to it? But Paul's were usually a lot of fun.
We were tight.
Yeah, it was a tight floor. I think everyone looked forward to floor programs, the community time together to goof off. But Paul's, over the course of the second semester, it devolved into just trying, his floor programs were just trying to get someone to puke.
And it happened.
It happened. Much to his dismay, I, a puker, sat out of many of these trials. Usually, there's like a blender, like you play a game and then blend the stuff up from the game, and then mm-hmm. someone had to drink it. There, as soon as I saw ketchup on the table, I said, no, thank you, Paul. I will I will stay here and support and watch. But the milk, he's just, hey, everyone get together for this Carthage College endorsed
challenge night
and funded. Yep, challenge night. Yeah, someone had to drink milk fast, the classic drink milk fast, and he barfed the gallon challenge. That young man was talking a big game until he was about three quarters of the way through. That young man was known to talk a big game.
The tides turned ever so swiftly.
Yeah, I guess all the smack I'm talking about Paul now, that did bring us together. That moment where our friend, the man, the myth, the legend, we'll call him Marty, when he let forth the spew, it was like a weight off of all of our shoulders.
Yeah.
Paul can have normal floor programs again.
I had a segue, but the image of white barf just spirited it away from my mind. So I have a Google review.
Sure.
Paying a good return visit to 72 Bolton Sports Cafe in Bob Cajun, Canada.
Bob Cajun. We love a Bob.
You may remember the Bob as the restaurant where the person ordered the tomato sandwich. He said no tomatoes, and the waitress came out, and it had all tomatoes. This review is slightly a different tale. This Google review comes to us from Karen O'Neill. And Karen writes, I had French fries. Too much salt. And with people's health issues, don't put any on, thank you. Every item on menu is $16. The wings I ordered, no meat, and way too hot for mild. Returned them. We brought very good friends, and they were not impressed. I live here. I will not return. 3 stars.
This entitled woman.
Before you jump in, there's a response.
Thank goodness.
From the owner.
Bring me salvation. Give it to me.
The owner writes, I was in the kitchen when your order came back. You ordered a large basket of fries and 2 pounds of wings for yourself, and you feel we should worry about your health issues? ? When your order was sent back because you felt the mild sauce we used was too hot, we replaced your order with 2 pounds of plain wings, and you were happy with that. Then you felt the need to go home and bash a restaurant that has managed to survive a pandemic? You should be very proud of yourself, Karen. And for the record, it's, when I was reading that, I'm like, wait a minute, oh, that's right. Her name was Karen. And for the record, we have 28 items on our menu, of which 5 are priced at $16. When you write a review, be sure to tell the truth. And if you really are from Bob Cajun, why not come back and talk to me about it? It's sad that even after all we have been through this past year, there are still people like you out there. Dang.
That owner response was, you know, in Crash Bandicoot, when you miss boxes and they if you don't press skip, they just land on Crash to punish you. You have to watch Crash. And eventually, like at first Crash Bandicoot, these boxes are falling on his head and he's just like, ouch, ouch. And he's swatting them away. He goes in the fetal position and eventually he just dies. He just appears to go limp and let these boxes crash onto him. That's where Karen's at, dog. Karen has a crater where these counterattacks were just burying into her, dude.
Yeah.
Everything I could have said and more. I'm amazed.
Took a walloping.
just uppercut after uppercut. Body blow, dude.
I mean, come on. don't put any salt on French fries, then you know you're going to have 100 reviews saying, fries weren't salty enough. Fries could use some salt.
What restaurant do you go to and expect no salt? Ask for no salt if that's a big deal to you. Every restaurant,
seriously,
is like legally obligated to oblige you.
You're eating at a sports cafe, Karen. Everything's going to be a little salty.
Yeah, right. You're going out to a restaurant that is not a health food restaurant, and you're expecting bar food. Health food? Yeah, you're expecting health food from bar food? Who are you, Karen? I can just whip out the Kaysler because it's her name.
Because it's her name.
You know every Karen whose name is Karen hates it.
Yeah.
Hates it so bad. And that's why I love it. I'm sure she'll never listen to this, so I'm comfortable saying there is a Karen at work whose name is Karen. And she doesn't work there. She's a customer.
Oh.
But when they swipe their membership card, their name comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is against the rules, but yeah, I know a Karen. And every time she's mean to me and I look down and see her little name that starts with a K, it brings me some solace.
You got a smile.
I got a smile. Where are we? Where are we? Another review time here.
Yeah, make me smile with a review.
This one will make you smile.
Okay.
This is an Amazon review for the First Alert Home 1 Rechargeable Standard Home Fire Extinguisher. You all rated 1A, 10BC, in red. It's a fire extinguisher, people.
Sick.
The review is written by Deb. She says, just get it already. Hopefully, we'll never have to find out how good this is, but we are immensely grateful. We had two fire extinguishers 6 months ago. When our electric heater started a fire in our utility room.
Not the utility room.
We had one full on blazing. The second fire extinguisher was just starting to run out when the fire department arrived. If it wasn't for having two and my hero of a husband, we would have lost everything. We now have four extinguishers, kitchen, utility room, living room, hidden in a basket near the fireplace, and one in the back of the house. Since writing this review, I realized we don't have one in the garage. Got one more to order. Fire was contained in the utility room, but smoke, soot, and ashes affected the whole house. Mm-hmm. Contractors will hopefully have everything done in a week or so. 5 stars.
Dang. I like this house with its... it's hidden extinguisher.
I accidentally lean on something funny and an extinguisher pops out of a hole in the wall.
If you open the front door because somebody's ringing the bell and, it's just fire out there. Well, good thing in the umbrella rack, there's a fire extinguisher.
And actually, if you remove this brick next to the umbrella rack, a second safety fire extinguisher as well.
There's one in the crisper drawer. They're strapped underneath the table. You never know, folks.
Look in the trunk of my sedan. That's right. All fire extinguishers.
Mm-hmm. It's just entirely made of fire extinguishers.
If a fire breaks out on the highway, we'll be good until the...
it'll be all over it.
Fire company comes. Or if you need a sweet boost...
yeah.
Just turn those puppies on.
No, utility room, that's a phrase I recognize. I'm wondering what exactly is in there. Utility room, though. Would that be the washer and dryer, potentially?
Is that utilities? I just picture the room in the basement where all the shit goes. Where it doesn't have a carpet.
Sometimes that's the washer and dryer, too.
Sometimes the washer and dryer is in there. There's dad's tools on the wall. Some boxes. Some table full of stuff that your mom got pissed and slipped over one time.
No one's dared clean it up.
Right. No one wants to. Mom says something about your shit that's all over the basement and you just go, yeah, I'm not the one who flipped it over. Then mom knows where we stand with the shit in the basement.
So yeah, I can see the potential for fire.
Yeah, lots of crappy old books and boxes down there for sure.
You never know.
Also the heater, the water heater.
Oh, probably in that room. The furnace.
The furnace. all kinds of stuff. The old treadmill that's broken, but we still have it down there for some reason. We just use it in my room. The treadmill that doesn't work, we just use it to, like, it's just full of extension cords and Ethernet cables. It just became a wire rack.
Plugged in. Yeah, that's good for fire safety.
Like Wonder Woman's lasso collection. That's the kind of utility I'm talking about.
I mean, that's from a utility belt.
Where'd she hide this in the utility room? Definitely in the rafters and sort of the ceiling.
Great. It has a drop ceiling with no ceiling tiles in it.
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of hanging up there.
Just hanging, just ready. You got to do a sweet leap off a pile of garbage in the corner to go up and grab it. But what if the pile of garbage is on fire? Don't worry.
That's where adrenaline kicks in.
I was going to say there was one under the pile of garbage, too.
Just wait for it to burn out, and then you can put it out. But you don't have to anymore.
I saw this sweet invention this dude made where you put it on trees out around the forest, and when the smoke hits it, a little fire extinguisher, like a little fire extinguisher grenade goes off.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And so it's looked very awesome. Could help prevent forest fires. Yes, Mr. Please. Smokey approves.
We could use some of that.
No kidding. No kidding, said global warming. Getting awful gross and awful glum on this episode.
Yeah.
You got a mood raiser before the break? A hell raiser?
I'm going to do a completely tone changer.
No.
Because I've got something that isn't necessarily even a review. Actually, two things. But it's not enough to be a segment on its own.
Sure.
But it's internet content.
Little mini seg.
That's what we deal in here. Yeah, this is a bonus segment called Frequently Asked Questions, you boneheads.
Wow. Very aggressive.
This is Dark Matt speaking. So earlier this year, the Illinois Caverns reopened after 10 years of being closed to the public for maintenance and whatnot. I'm like, oh, dang, there's cool caves in Illinois. Maybe I heard about that when they closed them, but now they're open again. So I was Googling about them, just kind of searched Illinois Caverns, and Google provided the People Also Ask. And sure. Here are the questions that people also ask when Googling Illinois Caverns. Are there caverns in Illinois? Is Illinois Caverns open? How many caves are in Illinois? And where did all of the limestone come from that eventually created the Illinois Caverns State Natural Area? What does it say about the climate and location of Illinois at that time?
You slipped a college-level question amongst those elementary-level questions, didn't you?
Somebody's Googling that question a lot. That's a digital textbook copy-paste.
That's a question on one of the quizzes, the pre-made quizzes the teachers shelled out. Everyone's Googling that up.
So that makes sense. That makes sense. That's fine and good, if a little odd, that Google was like, people are going to want to know.
I can't say I don't want to know.
Where'd that limestone come from? Glaciation, I would assume.
Glaciation. We're using big words. Dark Matt knows big words.
Lake Illinois, I think it was called way back then, when so much was underwater.
So much. So much was under the chilly water.
Anyway, moving on to the second frequently asked question of this segment, or second set of frequently asked questions. I was contemplating a visit to White Pines State Park in northwestern Illinois, and I realized, across the street from the state park is a roller rink. That looks super cool. I invested in roller skates this year because I'm an idiot, but a fun one. And I thought, I'm going to check this roller rink out. If I ever go, I'll bring my skates.
What a 1-2 combo.
Exactly.
State park roller rink.
It's the perfect. They go hand in hand. However, the frequently asked questions, you know, I'm looking for safety protocols, things like that. Just feel them out a bit. And here's how the frequently asked questions read. Question. Do you allow inline skates? What is the smallest and largest size of rental skate that you have? Can I pay with a personal check? Can I bring in my own food and drinks? What kind of music do you play? And My child has a new leather jacket. Are there lockers?
Now, if it's an old leather jacket, different story.
Forget about it.
Don't think so. No room here, ma'am.
But a new leather jacket. Apparently there are lots of children sporting leather jackets out there.
Well, if your child's got a new jacket, you want it in a locker. You don't want people to be a little brush past it, breathe on it.
But
that's not good for the leather.
People, this is northwestern Illinois in state park land. There are a handful of state parks and not much else. Also, former college improv colleague of ours, Grant, he lives out there. And you remember his stories of small town entertainment, which included him standing in the middle of the road with a mask on and just waiting for the cars to drive towards him before reversing in fear. So it's not like there's a lot of people. How many parents are asking this roller rink, you got lockers for my kid's leather jacket?
Well, maybe reverse it. One person asked that, and they needed another FAQ. Now it's the best they got.
The template has 6 questions on it. I don't know how to edit the template. We need to throw something up there. Yeah, the website editor is just like, yeah, whatever. You got a leather jacket. We got lockers for you.
That's so funny, because you could just include, do you have lockers?
Yes. And the answer, yes, but...
I think Karen wanted the question answer to know the gravity of the situation.
Because this is a new leather jacket.
I don't need this locker for some stinky old shoes, okay? I'm talking about socks. A new pleather jacket.
Yep, ma'am. 50 cents a piece. You can have a locker.
Go crazy. Go apeshit in there.
They have a marble floor in this roller rink. I want to go just to figure out how dangerous that is.
How much speed you can pick up.
Yes.
You're like a goddamn pinball machine.
Oddly, not in the frequently asked questions. They said sometimes during summer, we may have to close if the condensation makes the floor slick. Who decided this was a good idea?
It's like snow days for roller rinks.
But it seems rad. Speaking of rad,
we're gonna go meet Rad Brad on the break.
Yeah, and vomit up chili dogs.
Hey, you do you, man. I support you.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to a segment we haven't featured in some time on this show. It's a segment we like to call Review Redux.
Nice.
Right, it's been some time since we've done this, because...
It has been a little bit. This was a relatively common segment, I want to say.
Yeah, in the early days it was. We found, Craig was our pride and joy and sweetheart. Right.
Everything we ever needed in a podcast, and then we had to make 50 more episodes. It's like, well, what the hell? Craig, where you at?
Typically, Review Redux are segments where we found a review that we liked, and we're like, what else has this reviewer done? Because they seem super cool. They know how to write a funny review. In this case, we're revisiting Amazon user Tic Tac. And you may not recognize them by the name, but their review happened to be on a reptile heat lamp. Do you perchance remember their how they used that reptile heat lamp?
It was not for a reptile.
It was not for a reptile. In fact, I think we even put on our Instagram a little waveform clip from that review.
It had a little iguana.
Yes, because Tic Tac bought this reptile heat lamp and tried to tan with it. And I thought, this person is a maniac.
This person, we need to know more.
What else are they buying on Amazon? So, kicking things off, Tic Tac has an Amazon review for, fittingly, the Spurdy Fiji Sun Home Tanning Lamp, Face and Body Sun Lamp. Tic Tac titles their review, Worst Purchase Overpriced Ever, this 1989 thing. And Tic Tac writes, Sunburn machine gives lovely isolated burn. Purchased directly from Spurdy.com. Tried all ways to get, quote, tan, lol. Followed instructions. Gave it many shots. Gave me moles and sunburn only. To not turn into tan. Maybe good for people in Alaska only. 1 star.
She was she was really on one when she wrote that bad boy.
Yeah. Fired up.
The rolling laughs. The rolling yeah. laughs give way to such disgusting images as a lamp giving you a mole in mere hours.
Yeah, that's not good. That's anytime you have new or changing moles, you want a doctor to look at that.
Please.
I don't want to joke about this, but Tic Tac, you are insane.
Was she just like putting it like an inch from her skin, trying to get the sizzle on, or what?
Like, yeah, you know how you fall asleep with a book on your chest? That's what Tic Tac is doing. Just, let's try that.
A lamp on her forehead.
Got the iguana lamp here. Let's see if I can crisp up.
But this was the prequel.
Yeah, this was the prequel.
That was too expensive. Gave her moles. Roasted her. So she went with a lizard lamp. Didn't yeah. try a different sun lamp.
Nope.
Let's see what Lizzie Liz is doing.
Hey. Tic Tac's living their one life.
Living their one life.
It feels like a her. I don't know if it is.
In a fucking terrarium. Yeah. A little fucking pebbles for a floor and a little pool carved into the corner.
Tic Tac is only happy when heated because Tic Tac is cold-blooded.
What's the next review for, like, a little petri dish full of dead flies?
Not quite. It's a fun one, though. I think you and I will both enjoy it. This is a review for, let me take a breath, the Bengu External CD-DVD Drive USB Type-C Ultra Slim Portable Drive CD-DVD RW DVD/CD-ROM Burner Writer Rewriter Super Drive Compatible with Mac, MacBook Pro Air, Laptop, Desktop, PC, Windows, Linux, OS. I said Linux. Did I? Anyway.
You Linux the Linux. That's a DVD burner.
Tic Tac titles her review, Great Slim DVD RW Drive, clickety-clacky, but hardworking and deal. And wow. Tic Tac writes, I've received this so quickly. Have been using all day to go through and purge my CD, DVD, backup data collections. Not one time did it fail. Also, tried playing Demolition Man and Fifth Element and went smoothly. However, it does make more uneasy noise than my other drive and pretty loud clicking. But I scored a lightning deal. 5 stars.
This thing could explode at any second, seriously injuring me and my family. But the deal was to die for.
It plays Demolition Man. That's all I need to know.
Demolition and Fifth Element?
And Fifth Element.
Multipass, baby.
Any Fifth Element, 5 stars all the way around.
We got Chris Tucker in a dress on this CD DVD blender, 5 stars.
We got Bruce Willis. We got everything we need.
Mr. Willis. We got monks. We got with funny bowl cuts. Solving puzzles.
We got love. Spoiler.
So Tic Tac's a bit of a media head.
Tic Tac is a bit of a media head, and we'll continue on that in the final review. But before we do that, I've got another rager from Tic Tac. for Botanica by Airwick Plug-In Scented Oil Refill, 2 refills, Caribbean Sweetgrass and Sandalwood Air Freshener Essential Oils.
It sounds lovely.
Tic Tac title to review, smells like a brothel. Caribbean Sweetgrass and Sandalwood. I should have took the warnings seriously. Smells like very perfumey and not a pleasant normal home air deodorizer way. Not for COVID-19 victims. Like an in-your-face headache-inducing 2013 clearance rack Las Vegas stretch limo bachelorette party. Avoid this like crack. You are warned. 1 star.
This stuff's so bad. I feel like that deodorizer is bad for way different reasons than crack is bad. Wouldn't you say? That doesn't sound very addicting.
Yeah. Crack is bad for more different reasons, I would agree. But I guess
the regular colloquialism would be avoid it like the plague. And crack is like a modern plague on our society.
Mm. Well, and Tic Tac already referenced COVID-19, so how many plagues can you right. name drop in one Amazon review? They'll check you. They'll think you're spouting propaganda in your review if you drop too many buzzwords.
So you think this is kind of musky? I think the brothel, the imagery, it's sort of trashy. Is that what?
Sandalwood.
Those aren't sandalwood. It's just sandals. Some ratchet girl sandals, and they carved off chunks like wood. Sandalwood.
Yeah. A bunch of bachelorettes. That's what Tic Tac says.
So it sounds like a bachelorette party gone wrong.
Gone wrong. Gone south. That might
be a vibe.
Yeah, it might be good for someone.
Put that one in the bathroom.
Then you'll have squealing in the bathroom. Finally, to round off this review redux, Tic Tac has a review for SimCity Limited Edition. And Tic Tac titles a review, POS garbage, basura, should be illegal to sell at this point. Waste a valuable 20-hour trying to log in, update, download, time.
No.
That was just the title.
All right.
Tic Tac writes, scumball EA, wish they didn't make this DRM. I would be calling into work by now in awe. However, they have totally ruined SimCity experience for millions of loyal fans and paying customers and the franchise. Maybe this was their objective. I promise never to buy another EA, Origin, or subsidiary product to these vultures. Currently on hold of 60 plus minutes to get my money back. 1 star.
Tic Tac brought me back, dude.
Right, Gamers I forgot unite. About that.
Everyone hates EA. Everyone can get behind hating EA. That sounds great.
On face value, everyone hates EA. But the DRM thing.
Mm-hmm.
The you have to be connected to the internet in order to play this game.
Which is single player and has no internet features.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad news.
So, righteous rage.
Right, yeah, very righteous. I see her as a bit of a paladin, an internet paladin now. And maybe a little bit too righteous, a little bit too vengeance of a paladin. But when that energy is channeled in the right direction, you know, I can follow that, this Tic Tac to the ends of the earth.
Yeah. You call EA scumball, I'm going to march behind you.
You know, say no more. You had me at ball.
And thus closes Review Redux.
That's wonderful to see you.
Thank you, Tic Tac.
What do I got? Excuse me, I got a review. This is one that I had just coincidentally or randomly, no real reason, at the top of the list of reviews. But after the chili dog incident of 2021, I moved it to the back.
Yeah, just you gotta veer away. Save you.
Right. I had to cleanse their palate, so to speak.
I appreciate it.
This is a review from Amazon. The real ones, the followers of the podcast will know this is a bit of a follow-up. This is for Sam Yang Bull Dark Spicy Chicken Roasted Noodles.
Ooh, the two times spicy or whatever?
This is
or is this
is just a different type of chicken stir fry. So the spiciness level, these are the same brand as the famous challenge spicy noodles.
Right.
Nothing is on fire in this one except the chicken's thumbs up. Okay, so that's okay. About the level of spicy they're going for.
That's how you hitch a ride in the dark, I think.
Yeah. The brand is Samyang, and I think the type of noodles is Jajayang, Baldock Jajayang, which is like a chicken and black bean stir fry.
Okay.
And it looked pretty good. That's what made me click on it. Of all the... And the chicken with the flaming thumbs up, how can you say no? Pasta Batman has a review for us here. He titles it, "Contains milk, not spicy, odd taste."
Okay.
Unlike the great taste of the spicy chicken version, this version has a really odd artificial flavor. The soup packet contains milk and cheese, and the cheese taste, coupled with the bean taste, along with the spicy chicken taste, is a strange concoction. Disappointing. 3 stars.
That does sound kind of strange. It comes, so it's like powdered milk?
That's what I'm kind of guessing. Powdered milk, powdered cheese. When I look at it, so there's some pictures here. It just looks like, except the people that doctored it up, it just looks like fucking ramen at the end of the day.
Right. There's not going to be too much variety visually in any ramen from a packet.
In Korea, the cheese and spicy chicken flavor combination is sort of like a weird... delicacy. Not so much like peanut butter and chocolate universally liked. Maybe like tahine and watermelon.
Okay. Like yeah.
It's like a people in the know are into it.
Yeah, some people who have evolved their palates a little bit.
Sure.
Some real connoisseurs.
Or devolved, you could say.
yeah, debatable.
Uh-huh.
I do like this pizza from a local place that is... It's a buffalo chicken pizza. You got your spicy. You got your cheese. It's
right,
good.
Right.
It's got the regular pizza cheese. It's got some blue cheese in there.
Who can deny the buffalo wing with the blue cheese?
Yeah. I think I'm on board with this.
But not Pasta Batman. Pasta Batman did not make any comments on the quality of the noodle.
And yet
he calls himself Pasta Batman.
For shame.
Come on, Pasta Batman, I expected better. You got a review?
I do. Yeah, I'll go with this one. I have a Google Maps review for Rural King, which is a farm equipment supplier in Waterloo, Illinois. It's just kind of south of St. Louis. Never been, but I was cruising Google Maps. I'm like, that's a place I should stop. Actually, I think...
I was listening to my ABBA tapes.
Waterloo. I take it back. I think that's actually down where the Illinois Caverns are, and that's why I was Googling in the area. But now I'm seeing there is a Herculaneum, Missouri, so I'm going to have to try and find some reviews from there.
Herculaneum. Let's get some listeners from Herculaneum. Yeah.
And there's an Olympian village? Dang, they're living like Greek gods.
No kidding.
Anyway, this is Waterloo, Illinois' Rural King, and this review comes to us from Matt Alvino, no relation. Matt writes, "If you need about anything except groceries, and they even have some of those, this place is for you. My trip here was really just a fact-finding mission, because I wanted to know if they sold mature chickens. They don't. Just chicks. However, they sell just about everything else. Clothes, my wife got a Rural King hat, fishing gear, guns, small to medium farm equipment, home improvement stuff, pet toys and treats, and chicken feed. We left with peanut butter filled pretzels, pig ear treats, and the aforementioned hat. Got a pair of huge roosters that are fun to hear throughout the store. Place is definitely a little sloppy, not a ton of effort and presentation. The other issue, and we may have hit them at a bad time, was when we checked out, the lines were out of control, and the staff really had no real sense of urgency to get the lines down. When we got up to the checkout, the checker wasn't rude, but wasn't exactly friendly either. Put a bit of a damper on the trip. 3 stars. And Matt also includes 20 pictures of the store, the first 2 or 3 of which are the roosters that he mentioned, which are in cages in the store.
I mean, it sounds like he had a blast, regardless of the questionable customer service experience that Capstone did.
Yeah, and really a trip to like a grocery store or a Menards type place where there's some food there, but there's also lots of other things.
Mm-hmm. It made me think of Fleet Farm. Yes. Fleet Farm's the local joint here.
Fleet Farm, Farm and Fleet, whatever applies to you. just his last line, put a bit of a damper on the trip. like this was some great, I had the day all planned out, and that really spoiled it for me. The not exactly rude checker.
Man, when I get a not exactly rude checker, I'm just like, I always feel relieved. I'm like,
yeah, thank
you for being real with me, you know. Thank you for not seeing me as someone you had to butter up.
Yeah.
Like, is that just, we just got down to business here.
This is purely transactional.
Right. I don't want to affect your day in any way. I don't think you want to affect mine. We just got something to take care of here.
Our ships may pass ever so swiftly.
Right. I appreciate that in a way. But the kind of that stuck out to me as a checker who has been in many long line situations, I feel like that's a move to not go get too worked up about the giant line, because you're just going to burn yourself out. You take your time, you know, and I'm sure that time was plenty fast enough.
Some calmness is needed when you see that, and you know, like, no backup is there. You just stay calm.
Right. You can work yourself up in a tizzy. Just take it a person at a time. Whatever time you're comfortable with that, I'm sure is plenty fast.
It sounds like the checkers are doing exactly what they needed to do. Like, you don't want to be too friendly. You get into a conversation. I love those peanut butter filled pretzels, man.
There's no doubt in my mind that they love those peanut butter filled pretzels, too. They didn't have time to dick around and talk about them, okay? No.
They can't get caught just holding up the line, because their boss is going to whip around when they least expect it.
You're talking to those customers about those goddamn pretzels again.
Quit jarring your mouth off. Get back to work.
But what else did they purchase?
The wife got a hat.
I got a hat. That's the most important.
Pig ear treats. They were disappointed that they couldn't buy mature chickens.
A fully grown chicken, but there were some roosters.
There were some roosters on display just to, you know, get that fill.
Right. Roosters, pun intended, were cuckolding them in a way.
Yeah, you want some of this? You can't have it. Get those little chicks, though. Those are for you.
But yeah, I asked because I was wondering, they got three items. They got chips, a hat, and fucking pretzels.
Dog treats. That's a 10-second.
Right. Nothing was slow about that transaction, I'm sure. Unless it was you getting out your goddamn credit card, old man.
You big old wallet. Whoosh, opens like a Rolodex.
I got a dime somewhere.
You take a AAA card here.
Yeah. Well, hey, what a cute little review to finish us out on, huh?
Yeah. Well, little down country flavor.
little Menards after dark. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it this far, that means you probably had some fun. I'm glad. Maybe you'll listen to another episode after this.
That would be even gladder.
If you want. I'm not forcing you at gunpoint. at a scalding hot tanning lamp point. No.
Chili dog drink to your throat point.
That really is the most disturbing one.
Lethal.
I would rather be shot in that than drink that chili dog.
Death is one thing, but turning into the dark shape of yourself? There's no going back. I'm sorry, there just isn't.
You're going to have to introduce yourself as, I'm Dark Matt, at the end of the podcast. Out of context, a lot of weird questions are raised from that, don't they?
Yes. Yes. Can't wait to answer them.
And hopefully you'll be there as well to answer them, because we got new episodes every Tuesday, folks. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you'd like us to talk about a funny review that you found on this vast internet on one of those hashtag Tuesdays, then why don't you send an email about that little review? You can send a hyperlink, a screenshot to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and through your name, a little moniker, and we'll throw you credit. We love it.
We love it. We love you.
We love you.
We love you. And if you want if you want to love us, you can find us and throw us all your love, and we'll throw some back on the social medias, on Instagram and
usually
TikTok.
Usually you got to pay extra for that.
Usually you got to pay extra. We haven't advanced to that stage yet. Who knows? You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at reviewparty.com and on Twitter at reviewpartypod. We'll post some funny stuff there all the time. Let us know if you like that stuff or if you just want to see our dumb faces, and we'll think about it real hard. And then twiddle our thumbs for months on end before we actually show our faces.
We're thinking about it. We're kicking around some new content ideas.
Or you can see cartoon versions of ourselves on reviewparty.com. You can also see all the episodes. You can read the blog, which you should. You need to do more reading, honestly. What did you go to school for?
Matt just wrote a blog about the South Park Yelp episode. People, lots of people be talking about that.
It's a goofer. You can check out the shop there, too. There's tons of stuff to do. Just check it out.
Absolutely.
I won't track your IP address, I promise. This is Dark Matt.
Oh, it was Evil Matt the whole time. Speaking of tracking your friends' IP addresses, why don't you recommend your friends reviewparty.com if you really want to support us, huh? Mm-hmm. If you want to, that's the easiest way. A lot of people ask me, how do I support your podcast? One, just listen every week or as much as you can. And every listen is a blessing. And two, just go on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and like all our shit. But three, and maybe more effective than those other ones, is recommending reviewparty.com to a friend who likes comedy podcasts or podcasts. Get us in their rote. Get us a part of the podcast community. Get us on the lips of the podcast fans, and oh boy, the things that can happen. Or just follow us on TikTok. That seems like probably that's going to be the big one. Anyway, big thanks to our buddies in Nosebleeds for letting us use their jam, Bread for Breakfast, throughout the episode. You can listen to more of their great tunes on Spotify. Nosebleeds, one word. I got a finisher.
I believe it.
I got a review to play us out here. This is a review from Amazon. I'm not going to read the whole stupid title. It's a mug with a pink marble texture that says, I'm 60, bitches. And instead of an eye, it's a little heart. Jennifer Grady titles her review, Good Gag Gift. She writes, straightforward saying, 4 stars.
Yes. Yes. I want one.